J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to PremierStructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. On this edition of The Mark White Show, I'm coming to you from the Athens Limestone Family Resource Center. We are shining a light on a community effort to support victims of domestic violence, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Through Crisis Services of North Alabama and the SAIL program, donation boxes will be soon placed in our community to collect needed items for those in crisis. I'm joined right now by Vicki Leisher with Crisis Services of North Alabama to talk about this important project, how it will work, and how we can all get involved. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Vicki Leisher.
Hello.
You're not from the area. You stated that to me already, but you're becoming familiar with the area, and you are an important part of Crisis Services of North Alabama, as there are those who need the support, who need the resources, that are in some terrible situations, and they depend on you knowing this community and learning this community so that you can be of more assistance to them, right?
Yes, that's so true. I've been here in Athens only 3 years, but I started working with Crisis Services in May of this year.
For those who don't know, can you share about Crisis Services of North Alabama and the work you do in the community?
Yes, Crisis Services of North Alabama covers several counties, and what we do is we assist victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in certain areas, helping them with their protection orders, protection from abuse orders. We also have a sexual assault response team, SANE nurses that work with us in the event that somebody is assaulted and they need an exam, forensic exam, also to include forensic exam, physical exams for domestic violence victims and survivors. We not only do we do the courts, and what we are is we're a resource for those clients. And so if they need a protection order, what we do is we meet with them at court, and we basically are their resource, their support. We will refer them out if we need to, refer them to attorneys, legal aid. And also what we have is a shelter. We have our Hope Place shelter. And that's also a place for our clients to, when they're escaping domestic violence, to go to. The one issue that we run into is that when the clients are escaping domestic violence and they're ready to set up their new household, they don't have the resources and they don't have the items that they need to set up a new household. And so it's very costly. So not only do they have to pay now rent, security deposits, and they have to pay security deposits for power. And then of course, you know, not only a security deposit for when you rent someplace, but also then you have to come up with your first month's rent. So what happens is it becomes quite costly. And it being so costly that they can't get the items that they need, such as cookware or laundry soap or towels or washcloths or just those silverware, just those things to set up that household. So this is something that we're finding.
And that's something sometimes we take for granted. We're not thinking about, we're settled into our places. These are people who their lives are being abruptly changed and shifted. They're having to quickly find these supplies, and that's not easy to come up with the funds to do that. And this resource, this effort that we're going to do in the month of October, can help provide those supplies quickly and efficiently to them, what they need.
Correct, correct. And that's what we're hoping for in doing something that we're calling the care boxes. And what we'd like to do is to have individuals, if they could, just donate those items that when you're moving into a place that you need to start up your new home. And it doesn't have to be extravagant or anything, but just something as simple as a bar of soap, or laundry soap's the big thing, you know, those that have families, you know, diapers, wipes, just some of those products that they need. I think laundry basket. You know, I went through Dollar General the other day and I saw a laundry basket. I was like, oh, a laundry basket. They could use that. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so that's kind of what it is. And our motto is going to be help build a new home for survivors of domestic violence. And that's what we're hoping to do this month in the Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
And why are these supplies so critical in the mission to protect and to support these individuals that are in domestic violence situations?
Okay, so there's something called economic abuse. And what it is that there are several different forms of domestic violence abuse, and economic abuse is one of them. And what happens is when our clients are fleeing domestic violence, often they don't have any money. They've left everything that they've had to escape the violence. Some of them don't even have bank accounts. Sometimes the perpetrator would have taken all the money out, getting an idea that they're leaving, and they don't have jobs. They haven't worked. They haven't been able to work. So therefore, they don't have the funds to set up a new household. So they leave the household that they were in for safety. They leave it for safety, but yet when they leave all their belongings. And so therefore, when we set up into a new household and we don't have those essentials, it just is very costly to get them. And often when we ask people to donate things, those items aren't thought of. This is something that's a little different than what's thought of. We think of giving them clothing, which they need. We think of giving them hygiene products, which of course they need. But we don't think about giving them I keep referring to towels and laundry baskets and silverware and plates. And paper plates are expensive. but maybe, you know, somebody who buys them plastic plates, you know, and puts them in the box. Now they got plastic plates and cups, and those are the items that we don't think about people needing so much. And your thrift stores have them, but not usually stocked well. And so therefore we say, oh, you could go to a thrift store, but they don't always have those either, those supplies. And so, and I know I've spoken to a couple people that say that those aren't really the items that are donated. And those are the items that we need when we move into a new place. Just think about the first time you moved into your new home. What is it that you looked around and you had empty cabinets and, you know, and you're looking around going, okay, what do I need? Well, I need this. I need that. I need kitchen towels. I need paper towels. I need silverware. I need dish soap. It just, the list just goes on. And those are the things that end up costing so much money. And there's programs that don't really give you money for that. And so therefore, that's why we're thinking the care boxes are something unique, but also very well needed.
As we were sitting in our meeting and discussing locations, we had Indians Retreat, which is in East Limestone, agree to be a box location. Coronation will be a box location. How can people be a location for our boxes to be a part of this? If they're a business owner, if they're listening right now and say, hey, I've got a spot, because here we are in Limestone County, we have different communities, Tanner, East Limestone, West Limestone, Ardmore, Elkmont, downtown Athens, and we need places to put the boxes, right?
Yes, yes, we do. And if you are a business owner and you would like to do that, what I ask is that you please call me. My number is 256-337-3670. That's 256-337-3670. And that is a direct line to me. And I can speak with you and we can discuss that, because any business that would like to do that, we will gladly give you a box.
The mission is help build a new home for survivors of domestic violence. Some supplies examples are cookware, food, hygiene supplies, laundry soap, laundry baskets, washcloths, towels, flatware, cleaning products, cell phones. These boxes will be available beginning October 1st through the entire month of October as we bring awareness to domestic violence. And beyond October, beyond Domestic Violence Awareness Month, how can people support Crisis Services of North Alabama, Vicki?
Well, even afterwards, what you can do is contact our agency. You can also contact our helpline, and our helpline is 256-716-1000, 256-716-1000. That is our helpline with Crisis Services of North Alabama. And there, that line is manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And please also know that that line is available for you if you find that you're in a crisis and you need to speak to somebody.
Again, we want to thank Vicki Leisher with Crisis Services of North Alabama for joining me today on the Mark White Show. This new project, the month of October to collect items for victims of domestic violence, is one way we can all make a difference. If you'd like to support, be on the lookout for the collection boxes in our community. Watch the Mark White Show page for locations and consider donating items that will directly benefit those in need. To learn more about Crisis Services, you can visit their website or call, and let's continue to come together to support those who need us most. The number for Crisis Services, again, we're looking at 256-716-1000, the website csna.org. Thank you, Vicki Leisher, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
When we come back, I'll be talking to Emmett Moore, Executive Director of the Athens Limestone County Family Resource Center in Athens, Alabama, as we talk about their upcoming open house and the ways they're strengthening families here in Limestone County. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. On this part of the Mark White Show, we're highlighting the Athens Limestone Family Resource Center and the important work they're doing to strengthen families in our community. The center is hosting an open house on Monday, September 29th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 406 South Jefferson Street in Athens. And joining me right now is Emmett Moore, the Executive Director of the Athens Limestone County Family Resource Center. Welcome back to the show, Emmett Moore.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, as we get started, about the Athens Limestone County Family Resource Center, just an overview of what you all do here.
Well, we provide all sorts of services for Limestone County residents. We see ourselves as kind of a holistic way of being able to serve families. We do anything from rent and utilities assistance to workforce development to school-based mentoring. We build ramps for people that are handicapped and need access to their homes or be able to leave their homes. We also have the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and that distributes books to children from birth to age 5, all sorts of things. So we've grown from, 4 programs just 2.5 years ago to now 12 programs.
What inspired the addition of Learn to Read program into what you do here with the Services Center?
Well, they were located right next door to us, and so we already had a real good relationship with them. And they had lost a couple of board members, and that had moved away from the board, and their executive director, Rhonda Andrews, who had been there for 33 years, has come up on some personal issues that had taken her away from the office a little bit. And they said, well, maybe it's time to join the Family Resource Center and be able to expand the services. And they didn't want to see the organization go away. So we had some talks, and I brought it up to our board, and our board said, yeah, this fits into what we do as an agency. And so we decided to acquire them and take them on as part of our services.
The open house is on September 29th. It's an opportunity for community to learn more about the Athens Limestone County Family Resource Center. What can people expect if they attend the open house that night?
Well, what we're basically doing is we want people to come in, and our facility has changed a great deal in the last 2.5 years. We've, you know, put some paint on the walls and added some pictures and changed some things around. And we've added, as I mentioned earlier, we've added 8 programs compared to what we've had 2.5 years ago. So there's a lot of people in the community that don't understand everything that we do. So it's an opportunity for people to learn about the services that we provide, all the different ways that we serve Limestone County residences. It's a way for us to also announce to the community that Learn to Read is now a part of what we do. So we have ESL services and basic literacy and after-school tutoring for children. And just a great way to, again, showcase what we do for the Limestone County residents.
Why is it so important, Emmett, for people to see firsthand the mission, the effort of the Limestone County, the Athens Limestone County Family Resource Center?
Because there are just different ways that we can serve people. There, people, a lot of times, when they're distraught, they've lost dignity, they're stuck in the middle of, or in a rut, in the middle of a tragedy or difficulties. A lot of times they don't realize services that are right there around them that they can access for help. And so it's really important for us to be able to get out to the residents and let them know that, hey, we're here to help. Things aren't always as difficult as they may seem. There are people that are out there that are willing to lend a hand, services that are willing to make your life better, volunteers that are willing to reach out and grab someone and pull them along and be able to advance their life a little bit.
What does the expansion or the expansions mean for the people you serve?
It just means that there is a lot more opportunity for services. Again, you know, with only having 4 programs 2.5 years ago, we were limited to just the ramp and rent and utilities assistance. Now people can come into our center and know that if they have a child who's struggling at school, there's a tutoring program for them. If a person comes in who doesn't have a great command of the English language, we can help them along, and which also leads to them being able to be gainfully employed if they have better command of the English language. Again, just so many different things that we can tap into for residents.
Can you share a success story or two, an example that shows how the center has made a difference in someone's life?
Yes, there's a gentleman who came to us a few months ago who was unemployed and was looking for a way to get back into the workforce. He did not have a resume that he was able to utilize. So we helped him build his resume and took him through some of our workforce development soft skills courses, you know, how to conduct yourself in an interview and so forth. He ended up getting on, we got him an interview with a local manufacturer here in Limestone County, and he went from being unemployed to being able to make $26 an hour, and completely changed his life. And he stuck with us for a year while we took him through that entire program. We stuck with him after he got the job for 3 months to make sure that, you know, that he transitioned well and to make sure that he was able to make the adjustment of being employed after being unemployed for a number of months. And he is happy as a clam. He bought a house and actually has a mortgage now, and we were able to change his life significantly.
And I know, Emmett, stories like that are encouraging to you and the team, the people who work here, to actually see the fruits of the labor, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Being able to see, as I mentioned, when people come through our door, rarely do people come through our door, you know, happy and on top of the world. People come in because some sort of small tragedy has happened. They've been laid off, or they have a child that's struggling at school, or they can't pay a bill. So being able to restore dignity to people that come through those doors is really important to us. Being able to give people hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that they can overcome the adversity that they're currently going through.
And for those listening right now who may want to get involved with the Athens Limestone Family Resource Center, whether by volunteering, donating, or partnering, how can they do that, Emmett?
They can go to our website at alcfrc.org, and all of our programs are listed there, or they can give us a call at 256-230-0880 and speak with our receptionist there. But either one of those two ways, they can just get in contact with us, and we'll be more than happy to either show you where we can, how we can serve you, or if you want to volunteer, you can contact us to volunteer as well.
Again, I want to thank Emmett Moore, Executive Director of the Athens-Limestone County Family Resource Center, for joining me here on The Mark White Show. Again, thank you, Emmett.
No problem.
Always a pleasure. Remember, the open house is happening Monday, September 29th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That will be at 406 South Jefferson Street in Athens. Stop by, enjoy some light refreshments, meet the team, and learn how together we can continue building brighter futures for Limestone County families. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.